Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Clinically Speaking, where we discuss faith-based, psychological, and life coaching topics to help us to grow, develop, and maintain skills so that we may be elevated to the very best version of ourselves. I am your host, Sierra Renee, your friend of his, and it is my job to love and encourage you like only a friend could, but I also want to educate, challenge, and empower you like your therapist should, and I am super excited about tonight's show. You know, I actually just left some training today for my job in regards to breaking the stigmas related to mental health. So I actually didn't even know I was going to go to this training today, and it just so happens that this is what our show topic is going to kind of be about, helping us to get a better understanding so that educated and we can have the ability to break the stigma. I have a super special guest on the line with me today. Her name is Marie. Marie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Thank you. Today's show, we are actually going to be doing a live intake. So I'm going to kind of set the stage up for you guys who are listening in. I put something out on Facebook and I said I was looking for someone who would be willing to do a live intake with me on this podcast because I believe that transparent therapy is something that could be very beneficial to the masses. A lot of the things that a lot of the problem around stigma is that we just don't know. We have all of these assumptions about what therapy looks like, or, you know, what we feel like the person with a mental health concern or that may be having other challenges in their life looks like, and it kind of turns us off, or we have a fear about moving forward in that. So one of the things that I'm extremely passionate about is breaking that stigma. I seen this post on Facebook, and it said that you can have Jesus and a therapist too, and I was so impressed by that post because it just shows me the cultural shift that we're having, particularly within the faith-based community, because at one point in time, that's kind of like something that would not be heard of. A lot of times we view individuals in the Christian community, I'm doing my air quotes here, that seek a therapist as maybe having a lack of faith or something of that nature. But we know now that that is not the case. It is okay to have Jesus, to have faith, and still need a therapist, because the reality is we sometimes need somebody to help do life with us. We need that partnership. We need somebody to serve with us and help us to deal with some of these challenges. So on today's show, one of the requirements for Facebook is that it should not be somebody that I know personally. So I didn't even do the research to figure out how Marie and I are connected. She said she would do it. I messaged her. I asked her to go through and fill out the paperwork that I would do any of my regular clientele. So this is brand new. I don't know of her. I didn't even go and look through the Facebook page. I'm pretty sure I maybe can make the connection, but as of right now, we do not have a personal relationship. Would you agree with that, Marie?
Absolutely, that is true.
Okay, so she's a stranger to me, but we're Facebook friends. You know, that's the culture that we live in, right? But I'm super excited, and I just really thank you so much for doing this. I know that it's pretty brave because you have no idea what I'm going to ask you. You don't know what's going on. So I thank you for being vulnerable. I thank you for the willingness to be transparent and to share, and to hopefully give somebody a sense of peace and ease that may actually be thinking about or kind of double dutching with wanting to go and get some therapy. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, no problem. So I'm going to go ahead and start us off with prayer, like I always do, and then we'll get right to it, okay?
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you so much for this day, for this opportunity. We just are in awe of you, Lord God. We know that nothing happens by coincidence, for you are the sustainer of life, and you are just molding and continuously shaping and moving this thing for us, God. Your word says that you are working all things out for our good, and I am truly a believer of that. God, I just ask right now, should there be anything in our minds or in our behaviors that require us to be forgiven for, that you just forgive us right now. God, it is our desire that we be purged from anything that is unclean so that we may be closer and closer to you. God, I pray right now that you just remove any distractions during this time, so that as we are endeavoring to be vulnerable, to be honest, and to seek answers, and ultimately hear a word from you, Lord God, that we could be clear in order to do so. I pray that if there's anyone that's listening that may be wrestling with, should they go seek some help, Lord God, that you reveal something to them today. I pray that you will just allow me to decrease, Lord, and use me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So we're going to do a little bit of role playing here. I know it's a little different because we are on the phone. So I'm kind of setting up the scene here, but we're just going to kind of move forward. So I typically would ask individuals to fill out the paperwork and they would come in. I would take a moment to kind of review those. So she did send that information over to me beforehand. So I did have the opportunity to look at it. So I'm going to just introduce myself to you. My name is Sierra. I have actually been working in the counseling psychology field for about 4 years. I got my degree from Moody Theological Seminary. I wanted to seek clinical training because I understood the importance of utilizing some of the skills and the tools that science could offer and integrating them with our faith. It was very important to me, though, that I always made sure that God was kept as the final authority in all things, so that's why I chose to go to a seminary. I wanted to make sure that I was integrating faith and psychology in a way that would be effective and still honoring God. I decided to do my private practice probably about 2 years into doing counseling on my own because I think that's truly what God had called me to do. And it was one of those things that I did not have peace about until I decided to do it. And that's when I knew for sure that it was God that was calling me to do it. As a therapist, I typically try to focus on people's strengths. I understand pathology, and it's so important for us to look back and get an understanding and bring awareness to some of the why things are happening to us or why we may be behaving right now. But I also like to stay in the here and now and focus on the things that you have that are going good for you and that are working out for you. That's a strength, and I want to build those things up so eventually those things that are negative can actually start to diminish to a point where we can cope with life so much more effectively. What you can expect from me is honesty. I do not know everything. I will tell you like this. I don't know the answer to that, Marie. But next time you come see me, I will have an answer for you, Marie. I want you to know that I just don't know everything. I'm laid back. I'm going to sit here with you, and I might kick my feet up. I might have this look on my face of concern, because I truly do. I truly do have concerns and cares, and I'm a person just like you. So it is my effort to partner with you in life and with these decisions that you're making to change the quality of your life. I want to partner with you. So in saying that, I'm not doing no work for you. We're going to do this work together, or it's just not going to get done.
I like that.
That's how we go. Look, I say I got too many people on my caseload to be pulling this wagon by myself, so I'm not doing it. We're going to do this work together, or it's just not going to get done. We're going to stay there. Like, what's happening? We're going to figure out why you're not doing the work. That might be a problem. but with that, this is a safe zone for you, too. Like, I'm going to be honest with you, and I expect that you be honest with me, because really, that's the only way that I can help you. If you tell me a lie, I might counsel you all wrong, and we don't know how that might turn out. So honesty mm-hmm. is an expectation that I have from you, and I will definitely give you honesty. And within our space, this is a safe zone. There is no judgment that's here for me. I'll be straight up. I don't got a heaven or a hell to put you in, and judgment is above me. That's above my pay grade. So I don't want to do that. I just want to help you to be elevated and your quality of life the best as I can. So, like, with that, everything that you say to me is strictly confidential. I know we kind of set up live on the air, but you outside of this, you won't hear me saying it to nobody else, okay? There are some limits, though, to my confidentiality. So if you were to ever tell me that you were going to hurt yourself or you were going to hurt somebody else, I do have to report that, because I want to make sure that you and others are going to be safe. HIPAA compliance says that I have to do that. And it's really just to make sure that I'm doing the best that I can to make sure that I'm keeping you as safe as I possibly can. Outside of that, whatever we say is between you and me and about the 1,900 people that's listening, but you know what I mean.
That's fine.
And so that's pretty much me in a nutshell. So what questions do you have about me?
Well, I think you pretty much answered the questions I had about, you know, I was going to ask you how long you have been doing. Well, are you a mom? I'm a mom. I don't know if you're a mom, but I am.
Yes, I am a mom.
Okay, so you can get with me on that. But I think you pretty much answered everything I was going to ask you, especially when it came to you being a therapist.
Okay, perfect. Good. So now I don't have to redo my spiel. No, I'm getting closer to being clear on everything, so that's good for me to know. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at the information that I asked you to fill out. I really appreciate you for doing that. I know it's probably a lot of pages, and you're like, what is this? You want to know everything about everything. Some of this stuff don't even apply to me. So I'm really glad that you did it. But it's just that kind of helped me to understand, like, where exactly some starting points for us, because we don't know each other. So some starting mm-hmm. points for us to talk about is very helpful. What I did notice here is that one of your goals, you have three goals in here. I'm sorry, you have three concerns, which why you would possibly wanting to talk to a therapist. So you want to build better mm-hmm. relationships, and you want to fully release from past trauma and pain and to move forward in your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? I'm reading that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. And then you want to let go of some fears and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so those are really good goals, and I think the thing is that those are pretty common goals, too. A lot of people are dealing with traumas in life, and we have this desire to kind of walk forward in the purpose that we have in life. I think that's kind of a thing that's built into us. If we don't walk in our purpose, there's always this level of dissonance, so it doesn't surprise me not one bit that will be something that you are curious or wanting to get some partnership to go along with. And then fears and anxiety. What person doesn't have fears and anxiety?
Okay, good.
Yeah. What person doesn't? I mean, I have all of these tools in my toolkit, and I still have fears and anxiety. I look at fears and anxiety as a sign that you're alive. So when you were writing that, when you were writing down this question, tell me a little bit about when you were writing down the answers to this question. Tell me a little bit about how you were feeling.
Sometimes you think you're the only one who's struggling in that area, I guess, because I'm in my head a lot. And so I'm just trying to get out my head and just put action to my feet and not allow, you know, those things that I've always allowed to be my stumbling block to continue to be that for me. So that's kind of my thought process when I was writing that down.
So you were motivated at that point. You were like, you know this is what I want to deal with, and this is what I'm putting it down. It feels funny putting it on paper, though, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a really good step, though. That's a really good step. Any program that's designed towards, like, restoration, healing, or anything like that will tell you the first thing that you need to do is identify what's going on, because then that gives you a good place to start. Because if you don't know what's going on, you have no idea what to do, right? And wouldn't it make sense for
That's
you to
right.
go to, I don't know, the grocery store to try to get some help with these problems, right? But now that you know what it is,
exactly.
you're like, okay, well, maybe I need to speak to a therapist. So I'm glad that you realize that you are not alone. There are so many people in this world, and you are a step ahead of a lot of people, because there's many people that deal with this, but they don't do anything about it at all. And the unfortunate part is we're naturally designed to restore and heal ourselves, so we want to figure out how to cope and defend. We want to maintain ourselves. So we develop coping mechanisms, and sometimes they're not always the best, right?
True. That is true.
So, they're not always the best. So my question to you is, like, what are some of the ways, if you've been dealing with this for a little while now, what are some of the ways that you feel like you've coped, you've learned to cope with it?
Well, I would say suppressing most of the time, just trying to act as if it wasn't there, you know, or trying to just, you know, put a brave face on, knowing that I'm struggling, but still trying to put that brave face on. And also, I do a lot of praying and reading my Bible, you know, that has helped me a lot, especially in this season of my life.
Yeah. Okay. I love that. I love that. Praying and reading some devotionals, it really helps us to change our attitude, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we get a new attitude. It's something about reading the word where it deposits, like, that feeling of joy and peace into our lives. But can I keep it real with you? Sometimes you don't last long.
That's the truth.
I just have to be honest. You know, I read the word every day, and I can even pull out a couple scriptures here and there if I really try hard. But sometimes it's like, I don't want to think about that. And it doesn't work all the time. But so what I want to help you do is to get to a place where they become more and more effective, and you become more and more consistent with it. I don't want to lie to you. Life is always going to have some challenges in it. And we all just kind of like operate on a spectrum. So sometimes we shift all the way to the right. Sometimes we fall a little bit further to the left. Where I want to kind of get you is about 75% over to the right, so that when life happens and you do shift a little bit more, maybe we can land in that middle space. That's that good little sweet spot, right? So it's a lot easier to shift back more to the right. I just think that's reality. Nobody or no therapist are to be telling you, like, hey, everything's just going to be all good. The Bible doesn't even tell you things are going to be all good.
Right,
so
exactly.
So I want to get us to a place where we develop some tools that you have, like, ready, like how you have your phone, like Google. I want you to have some tools like Google is always available to you, so you can pull those out when challenges come up, when trials come up, when sometimes you might be in your head a little too much, where you can go to and get those tools that'll help you increase the quality of your life at that time. So suppressing, I heard you mention that you suppress. That is so common. That's so common. That's actually one of those negative defense mechanisms or coping skills that we put on. And what happens with that is it turns us into pressure cookers. And one day,
yeah,
when you in the grocery store and somebody, like you in the audience, somebody takes the bag in front of you, you just snap. You like, hold on. Are you mad? Or your kid closed the door too hard and you done had a whole fit with this kid. And he's like, it was just the door, mama. I don't know. What in the world?
Just the door.
That's what happens. Yeah. To, right, it was just the door. That's what happens when we suppress things, because it just builds up. And no matter how pretty you might have your world looking, if you just keep stuffing stuff under the rug, under your bed, in the closets, eventually it's got to spill out some way.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens in the most inopportune times. I'm just being completely honest. It never seems to work. It's like when you're in the therapy session, it's like, oh, this is perfect. Nah. It come out at the wrong place, at the wrong time, to the wrong person. So suppressing is something that's super common too. We do it all the time. That's how we've actually kind of been taught to cope with things. And again, the transparency in the African American community, that's who we tell. Tough it up. You better suck it up.
That's the truth.
You're a strong Black woman. You could do it. Granny did it. Mama did it. Auntie did it. You suck it up. You could do it too. They did it, but at what cost? And that's not something that I want you to try to invest in, because you shouldn't have to. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to express your feelings. It's okay to be done with it for today.
But
we never want to quit, right? We never want to quit, but it
that's
is definitely
right.
Okay to not be okay. So we have this is kind of like a speed date version of this, because this is only a 30-minute show. But from the information that I gathered from talking to you today and the information that you have given me on this paperwork, what I would like to do is partner alongside with you, again, to kind of get some more information about what direction you would like to go in. Maybe hear about some of the things that have made you who you are today, the good, the bad, the ugly. I know we mentioned some trauma. And, again, a lot of people experience traumatic incidents. Sometimes it's like an acute type trauma, one of those ones that it's not like this major volcanic episode, but maybe it's something that happened over a duration of time that you didn't quite realize it, but now as you're feeling and thinking, you're like, man, that was a pretty rough season of my life. So, or sometimes it is severe trauma, where there is this one volcanic eruptive experience that you had. So I want to know about those things with you. And as we kind of grow together in our rapport, I would hope that it would become comfortable for you to share those things with me. And then I want to come up with some collaborative goals. Like I told you, like, I'm not doing the work for you, but I'm going to partner with you, and I guarantee you that I'm going to pull my weight in this thing. So when it comes to trauma, when it comes to fears and anxieties, I have some really good resources that I would like to share with you, but I do need to just know a little bit more, and so I can give you the most effective tools. And I want to I'm going to give you homework after every session. I know we talked about we're going to continue to do this. So I'm going to give you homework after every session, because the work doesn't stop when you leave here. I think sometimes people go, oh, let me go to counseling. I got to do what I need to do here. And then, you know, by the time you close your door, you didn't forget everything. I'm going to give you some homework to carry you through. So how does that sound to you?
That sounds good.
Okay. The homework is designed for you to be uncomfortable. I like to let people know that up front.
Good.
It's not just a testing of what we went over or what you know. It's implementation, because my goal is to get you out of here. If you were on my couch, I would tell you to get you off my couch. But that is my goal, to get you out of here. I don't feel I don't feel like it's ethical to have somebody in counseling for a very long time, because at some point I have to humble myself and realize I'm not doing a good enough job, because you shouldn't spend this much time with me. So I want, for my personal goal, to get, I feel like I'm like a little bird. I want you to be a little birdie and fly away so I can have that proud mama moment. Like, look at her soaring. That's what I want for you. So, like I was saying, the homework is designed to make you uncomfortable. So I'm going to forward you a sheet. And this sheet that I have is going over your strengths and qualities. I want you to start by writing down what you believe they are. And then I want you to pick three people that are important to you in your life and ask them the questions that's on there. It's like 15 questions, and it talks about your strengths. I like to start with this one because it's kind of uncomfortable for people to ask people to talk, tell me what you think is good about me. And I want you to accept it. I don't want you to challenge it. I don't want you to, I don't want you to challenge it, and I just want you to receive it. That's what I want you to do. Just to receive it and be gracious and say thank you. So tell me if there are any reservations about this. What might they be right now?
Only thing is, I don't like to hear people talk about myself. I would say that's the only thing. But if it's homework, I'm going to do it.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So I'm going to forward you the sheet after we get off the call here. And then I want you to just go forth and do that. So yourself, and I'm going to send you enough that you can get the information from three people. And then we'll talk about that the next time. And I'll give you the method to my madness here, because I told you that I want to work on your strength base. So I know that sometimes it's hard for us to say, like, oh, yeah, I'm good at this. Like, this is what I do well. It's, we want to be humble.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody ain't Kanye.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't Kanye. So we try to stay humble, you know, and we might shy away from some of those things, or we might not really know what some of those strengths are that we have, because we don't see what other people see in us. And so I want to know what your strengths are so I can start with those. And as I'm formulating how we're going to move forward, I want to build on those things. And I'm pretty sure as you get the three people, we're going to see a common thread there. And that's where we're going to build and work upon. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to stop our session here now. But is there anything that you have questions about, any concerns that you have?
No, I look forward to taking this journey. You know, I'm excited about it.
Okay. Good. Now, just tell me quickly, because we got like 2 minutes, in comparison to how you felt when you first got on to now, what is there any kind of difference that you have, or what's the difference between when you first got on this phone and now?
Well, I was a little bit more nervous when I got on because, like you said, I didn't know what we were going to talk about. But now I'm a little bit more calm because I see you have my best interests at heart. So, yeah.
Awesome. I'm so glad. I'm really glad. I definitely do have your best interests. It is mine there to see you fly, to be elevated, and to with this that we're doing on the phone, also to try to help other people as well.
Yes.
Therapy is not that scary. It's not that scary. Once we destigmatize, I believe that it will be a lot more people will see that it will be super beneficial for them to go talk to somebody as well. So Marie,
Absolutely. Thank
you so much. I'm gonna end this and I'm gonna call you when we get off, but I do wanna make sure that I end this. So to my people out there that are listening, that was a little snippet of what it looks like to do an intake session with me. Super casual. I just want to know some information, and I know that sometimes it could be scary because it's a stranger trying to get all up in your business, but your trained mental health therapist will set the stage for you so that they create a safe that is safe and let you know all of the things that they're going to do within the session and bring you alongside with what that journey looks like. So I pray that for the individual who might be thinking about it, that you just go forth and make that call. Call me. You know how to reach me on Facebook. You know how to reach me online. I love you guys lots. I pray that God keeps you in perfect peace. In Jesus' name, amen.